ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पादृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्तिरामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। We have completed the second chapter, which happened to be the nutshell of entire Vedantic teaching. Entire Vedanta is given very beautifully in this chapter. This chapter can be summarized with four topics. Four topics are discussed in this chapter. One is Arjuna Sharanagatihi, second one is Jnana Yogaha, third one Karma Yogaha, fourth one Stira Prajnaha. Arjuna Sharanagati happens in this chapter from 1st shloka to 10th shloka. These 10 shlokas are the continuation of 1st chapter. In the 1st chapter, Arjuna discovered his samsara in the oddest place, namely battlefield. Generally, battlefield is not a place for thinking or for giving expression to the emotions. But Arjuna peculiarly found out his disease called samsara in that oddest place. Samsara means ragaha, shokaha and mohaha. Every human being suffers because of these three enemies, which is in the form of attachment and in the form of grief and in the form of confusion and conflicts. So the samsara is not the problem of Arjuna only, and it is a universal problem and it is fundamental problem. Ragaha means attachment towards the thing which we consider as a source of enjoyment. Though everyone has this attachment, only at few times the intensity of this attachment is felt. When we lose somebody, when somebody's death happens in our family, we find that how much we are attached to that. Similarly, though Arjuna has this attachment throughout his life, its intensity is found in that battlefield. Arjuna suffered by this attachment. He himself says, Svajanam hi katham hatva sukhina syama madhava. How can I live in this world happily by killing my own people? He is not bothering about killing others. Svajanam is the word. Because of that, naturally, the very imagination of its losing, not necessarily the actual loss, the imaginary loss itself can bring suffering to the human mind. So ragaha leads to shokaha. He says, Kripaya paraya vishtaha vishidan. I am totally avishtaha by kripa. So he says, Sidanti mama gatrani mukhamcha parishushyati vepatushcha sarire me romaharshascha jayate. Just by this imaginary loss, I am totally burnt away. imaginary loss of whom? Not everyone. Imaginary loss of those whom he has loved very much. Bhishma and Drona, towards whom he was very much attached, made him suffer. Then naturally shokaha leads to mohaha. Dharma adharma viveka gets clouded. That is why he himself says, papameva asayed asman hatvaitan atatayinaha. By killing the terrorist, we will get sin. Can we agree with that statement? By killing the terrorist, we will get sin. He himself says they are atatayis. At the same time, we will get the papa, he says. So it shows the human conflict, confusion. When he found the samsara, initially he tried to solve himself. Self-medication. Self-medication can help in other fields, but not in Atma Vidya, not in solving the life's problem. So he miserably fails that. How he tries to solve that problem? By running away from the battlefield, he wants to solve the problem. If I fight, then only I have to kill them. So I will not fight at all, was his solution which he thought of. And in that process, he gave a big lecture to Bhagavan. Bhagavan, poor Bhagavan, had to hear all nonsense from Arjuna. So he says, Kulakshaye pranashyanti kuladharma sanadhanaha. Like that, Kulakshaye pranashyanti kuladharma sanadhanaha dharme nashte kulam krishnam adharmat abhivavat krishna pradushyanti kulastriyaha trishu dushtasu varshneye jayate varna sankaraha. By killing the warriors, all the women belong to those warriors will become widow. Then naturally there will be varna sankara, there will be loss of chastity in the society. Like that he goes on, gives his own arguments. But Bhagavan Krishna very wisely kept quiet. Because when a person is emotional, you cannot advise him. Arjuna also did not ask. Therefore, Bhagavan remained silent. There is a rule for a teacher to observe. Na prishta kasya chit bruyat, na cha anyayataha prishtataha. Jananapi medhavi, jadaval lokamachare. Never give any advice without seeking. Because we do that only. Freely available thing with us is giving advice. Here the Shastra says, Na prishta kasya chit bruyat. Without seeking, never give your advice. Not even casual seeking is enough. It should be a sincere seeking. Nacha anyayataha prishtataha. Bhagavan followed this. Therefore, he kept silent. Up to this, first chapter comes. In the second chapter, Arjuna discovers his helplessness. Though he tried to solve his problem, being a subtlest problem in every human mind, samsara is like a mire, quicksand they call it. Once a person is fallen in that, any attempt to get away will make him to go more and more down. Similarly, Arjuna also found out his helplessness. He calls it as Karpanya doshaha. Karpanya dosho bhagata swabhavaha prichamitvam dharma sammodha chetaha yashe yasyan nishitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shatimam swam prapannam. This is a very very crucial turning point in the life of Arjuna. Because surrender is never possible unless a person finds out his helplessness. We also surrender daily. While praying, we say, O Lord, I surrender to you. Our surrender is like singing a song. Tanu manu dhanu sabu kuchu tera. We say, O Lord, my body, my mind, my wealth, everything belong to you only. So once we said, immediately Bhagavan notes down our name. Oh, he has surrendered to me his body, wealth and mind. Then again next day we are coming, and the same song we are singing, Tanu Manu Dhanu Sapu Kuchu Tera. How many Tanus we are having? how many mind we are having, how many bodies we are having. So it is a lip service. As long as a person doesn't find helplessness in his life, the surrender happens to be either exercise, yogasana, we are bowing down now, when we do sashtanga pranam, either it becomes a physical exercise or becomes a lip service. But Arjuna's surrender was only once, and it was a very, very fruitful surrender. And he was an honest person to declare that I am helpless. That is another important point. People suffer, but they are not ready to accept that they are suffering. People want a remedy for their problems, but still they don't have faith on somebody to get that remedy. Here Arjuna happened to be a honest person. He declares openly that I am overpowered by this raga and shoka, karpanya doshaha upahata swabhavaha, therefore prichamitvam dharma sammudha chetaha. I am ignorant, I am confused. To declare this, we need a tremendous intellectual honesty and courage. Arjuna, being a brave warrior and a dharmic person, he openly declares this. To whom he declares? Fortunately, the person to whom he declared happened to be Bhagavan himself. So, when Arjuna surrendered, Bhagavan happened to be just in front of him to help him. The Sharanyaha happened to be the Jagat Guru. To find out a person who is in front of us as a competent person, as a guru, we need Ishwara Krupa. Otherwise, even if Bhagavan may stand in front of us, we will not ask Atma Vidya from him. We will ask other than Atma Vidya everything. That's what happened with regard to Arjuna also. As long as he has not found out his helplessness completely in reality, even though Bhagavan was with him all the time, he misused Bhagavan's association, either asking him to give his sister in marriage or asking him to do all the menial jobs. When he found out his real problem as the raga, shoka and moha, when he declares with honesty that I am ignorant, please guide me, Bhagavan happened to be accepting that sharanagatihi, and that sharanagati happened to be once for all. He says, shishyaha te aham shadhi mam tvam prapannam, mam shadhi, please protect me. Protect me in what sense? Protection in the sense of finance or in the sense of physical protection? He says, shadhi mam, teach me. So this Atma Vidya is the only solution, ultimate solution given in the Upanishads and the Vedanta. The primary sign of a disciple is his humility, his humbleness. He should be humble enough to declare his ignorance, and he should be humble enough to ask for wisdom, and he should be ready to give up all prejudices, old ideas which are well nourished by us. Very, very difficult to give up our own old ideas and notions. We call it prejudices. That is indicated in the Vedantic culture. That is indicated whenever a person approaches the guru, he has to shave his head. Every hair is one type of prejudice. So he indicates that I am ready to give up all my prejudices. Therefore, he shaves his head before getting sannyasa. He shaves his head, or before going to Gurukula, even for Aparavidya, he shaves his head. So this humility is the only sign to gain the knowledge. As long as the mind called cup is full with a lot of prejudices, teacher cannot help. As even he pours it, it will come out. Therefore, this emptying the prejudices is the very, very important thing. Not only these prejudices are obstacle, not only they are obstacle, but we tempt to judge the teacher himself whether he is doing properly or not, because we would have read some ideas in the books published by so many institutions. So after reading all these things, we have some sort of opinion about moksha, about atma or something. When we go for a teacher, we are not ready to learn from him, but we are sitting as the judges. So it doesn't help. It makes a person to have a filtered hearing. There is a filtered hearing. So many things would have been told, only jokes will be remembered by the people, or only certain type of ideas, their own pet ideas, then they will get that support that, oh, in Gita class also Swamiji told like this. So this filtered hearing will not help a person to get away from samsara. When Arjuna, the master, the most successful person in the world of his time, and most arrogant person also, he was a Kshatriya, surrenders as a disciple, the driver Parthasarathi becomes the Jagat Guru. So a Jnani can never become a Guru unless somebody comes to him and becomes a disciple. So it is not an earned position, it is a given position to a Jnani. Even Bhagavan could not become a Guru. Therefore only he was waiting for a situation. This fellow, I am having some treasure to be shared to the entire universe. Nobody is asking me. More than 70-80 years he was waiting for a person to ask, oh Bhagavan, you become my Guru. Therefore only in the first chapter we saw there was a mischief. When Arjuna asked Bhagavan to take the chariot, he took the chariot, instead of putting in front of Duryodhana, he put in front of Bhishma and Drona. So he somehow managed to get at least one disciple in his lifetime. Since Arjuna was a dharmic person, he immediately found out his samsara. After finding out his samsara, immediately he surrendered to the Lord, ready to pay any price. This is another stage. Every stage is very, very important in Atma Vidya. First is finding the problem. Second is, instead of going for self-medication, approaching a competent teacher, a guru. Third one is declaring that I am ignorant, I am empty, please give me guidance. Fourth one is readiness to pay the price. If the guru says do this, immediately I should be able to pay the price. Very, very important is guru upasadhanam, finding samsara, intense desire to solve that samsara, openly declaring the ignorance, and ready to drop all prejudices, and readiness to renounce all the possessions, name, fame, everything. He says, Nahi prapashyami mamapanudyat yachokamuchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhuma vasapatnam ruddham rajyam suranam apichadhipatyam. Without solving this, even if I get all the three worlds, even if I get that Indra post, I am not going to be happy person. Therefore, I am ready to renounce everything. Surrendering to the teacher is called Guru Upasadhanam. This is the very important portion. Upanishad also says, Parikshe lokan karma chitan brahmano nirvedhamayat nastya kritaskritena tad vijnanartam sa gurunyeva abhigachet samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. One shloka's meaning is given in 10 shlokas of Gita. Without Guru Upasadhanam and renunciation, Brahma Vidya is never possible. Freedom is never possible. Everyone wants freedom only. We may search for something, but if you little bit think, in all searches, one idea comes in our mind, as that idea happened to be that freedom. This freedom is never possible without Atma Vidya or Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya is never possible without gaining that Guru Upasadhanam. So in Upanishad says, Avidyayam antare vartamana swayam dhira panditam manyamana dandramyamana pariyanti mudha andhe naiva niyamana yadhanta. People thinking themselves as very intelligent, very smart, avidyayam antare vartamana. They just roam in the forest called avidya. Swayam dhira manyamana. We are intelligent people, we are smart people, they themselves think. Then when they approach the person, that person happened to be another blind person who is having same ignorance and arrogance. Dandramyamana pariyanti mudaha. Entire life they search here and there without getting anything tangible, without getting any freedom or knowledge. அந்தே நைவ நியமானா யதாந்தா, கைடட் பை அனதர் பிளைண்ட் மேன். அப் டு திஸ் இஸ் தி அர்ஜுன சரணாகதி ஃப்ரம் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா டு டென்த் ஸ்லோகா. தென் செகண்ட் டாபிக் கம்ஸ் இன் தட் செகண்ட் சாப்டர் இஸ் ஞான யோகா ஃப்ரம் 11th ஸ்லோகா டு 30th ஸ்லோகா. இன் திஸ் போர்ஷன் பகவான் கிவ்ஸ் ஆத்ம ஜானம் ஆஸ் தி சொல்யூஷன். தேர் ஆர் சோ மெனி அதர் சொல்யூஷன்ஸ் பட் நன் ஆஃப் தம் கேன் பி தி சொல்யூஷன். ஒன் சொல்யூஷன் வில் கிரியேட் அகைன் அனதர் ப்ராப்ளம். டு சால்வ் தட் அகைன் யூ வில் ஹேவ் ஒன் மோர் சொல்யூஷன். தட் வெரி சொல்யூஷன் பிகம்ஸ் அனதர் ப்ராப்ளம். லைக் தட் தேர் ஆர் சோ மெனி டெம்பரரி ஸ்மால் சொல்யூஷன்ஸ் பட் த சொல்யூஷன் விச் கேன் சால்வ் ஆல் தி ப்ராப்ளம் ஆஃப் ஹியூமன் லைஃப் இஸ் ஆத்ம வித்யா. தட் இஸ் வை பகவான் சேஸ் அசோச்ச நன்மசோச்சஸ்துவம் பிரஜாவாதாம்ச பாஷசே கதாசூன் அகதாசூன்ச ந அனுசோச்சந்தி பண்டிதா. பண்டிதாக ந அனுசோச்சந்தி. வைஸ் மென் நெவர் கிரீஃப். டூ யூ ஹாவ் கிரீஃப் அர்ஜுனா? இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் கிரீஃப் யூ ஆர் டேஷ் டேஷ் டேஷ். அவுட் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரெண்ட்லினஸ் பகவான் டிட் நாட் ஸ்கோல்ட் ஹிம். ஹி டோல்ட் யூ ஆர் அதர்வைஸ். பண்டிதாக ந அனுசோச்சந்தி. உபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ வெரி கேட்டகரியலி சே தமேவம் வித்வான் அமிர்தைஹ பவதி ந அன்யஸ்பந்தா அயனாய வித்யதே. யூ கோ எனிவேர் இன் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் வெதர் இட் இஸ் ஹெவன் ஆர் சிவலோகா பிரம்மலோகா வைகுண்டலோகா எனிவேர் யூ கோ அன்லெஸ் யூ கெயின் திஸ் ஆத்ம வித்யா திஸ் ஃப்ரீடம் இஸ் நெவர் பாசிபிள். ஸோ பகவான் டிஸ்கசஸ் த ரியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் எ ஜீவா. Human being does not have a clear vision or clear idea about himself. This is the problem. This is the cause of all samsara. He is confused with regard to his identity. When he says, I am fat, he declares himself as body. When he says, I am hungry, he identifies himself with the prana. When he says, I am angry, he identifies himself with mind. When he says, I am intelligent, he identifies himself with intellect. When he says, I slept, he identifies with the karana sharira, causal body. So what he is, every time he is go on confusing about his own identity, nor he is interested in knowing about himself. Human being neither knows about himself nor he is interested about knowing himself. He is interested in knowing computer or this technology, that technology, about the universe, about the digestion system. So many things he want to know, but about himself he doesn't want to know. Therefore only he grows in the sorrow and misery. But when life situation brings him to the teacher, immediately teacher gives this idea, first you know yourself. The revelation given by Bhagavan in these 20 shlokas is the individual is not a body mind complex. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya. Like that when he says this body is nothing but a cloth of a jiva, it is subject to arrival and departure. The death is nothing but giving up the old torn cloth. Therefore, why you are bother about the death of your own kith and kin? What is real nature of jiva? Bhagavan reveals here that individual is Chaitanya Swarupaha. We saw that. He is the very consciousness. That consciousness is not a part or product or property of the body. Consciousness, I the consciousness, I am not the part or product or property of the body. And I the consciousness am independent entity which pervades and enlivens the body. I the consciousness am not limited by the boundaries of the body. And I the consciousness continues to exist even after the death of the body. I gave one example, that light example. The light which we are having, in whose presence we can see the objects, is not a product or property or part of this object. I see object called mic. The light is pervading that mic. Therefore only I happen to see that mic. and the light is not the part, product and property of the mind. Similarly, in the presence of consciousness only, I see that I have a body. I am not the part or property or the product of the body. Then after the removal of the mic also, the light is going to exist. And light is not limited by the boundaries of this mic. Similarly, the consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of the body. When Bhagavan reveals this, he gives seven main features of Atma. He reveals Atma Nityaha Natvevaham Jatusnasam. And he told, hey Arjuna, you the Atma is Nitya Vastu. Not that we were not there in the past, not that we will not be there in the future. We are always existing. Therefore, Atma Nityaha Kala Paricheta Rahitaha. Atma is not within the limitation of that time. Then second point is Atma Satyaha. Nasato Vidyate Bhavaha Na Bhavo Vidyate Sataha Ubhayorabhi Drishtontaha Tanayo Sattva Darshivihi. Asataha Bhavaha Na Vidyate. From the non-existent, nothing is going to come. From existence also, nothing is going to come. Therefore, Atma happened to be a Satya Vastu. Then third point is, Atma Sarvagataha Avinashitu Tadviddi Yena Sarvamitam Tatam. Atma is not limited by the boundary of the body. Therefore, it is a Sarvagata Vastu Desha Paricheta Rahitaha. When Atma is told as Nityaha, it is Kala Paricheta Rahitaha, that is not limited by time. When it is told that it is all pervasive, that means it doesn't have limitation of the space, spatial limitations. Then fourth point is Atma Aprameyaha Antavanta Ime Deha Nityasyokta Sharirinaha Anatmino. Like that when he says Atma is Aprameyaha. Aprameyaha means not available as an object of your perception. It is ever the subject. We generally want to see the Lord as an object of perception. Anything we see that cannot be the real nature of the Lord, because the real Lord happened to be in the form of the subject, the perceiver. Upanishad very categorically says, Shrotrasya Shrotram Manaso Manoyat Vachoha Vacham Sav Pranasya Pranaha. He is behind all your sense organs, not in front of your sense organs. Whatever is in front of our sense organs, that only we perceive. And Atma, the consciousness, happened to be the factor behind all the sense organs. Therefore, it is Aprameyaha. Then fifth one is Atma Nirvikaraha Najayate Mriyate Vakadachit Nayam Bhutva Bhavita Vanabhuyaha Ajo Nitya Shashvatoyam Puranaha Na Hanyate Hanyamane Sharire. Nirvikaraha means Atma doesn't have modifications, any modifications. There are six type of modification: Asti, Jayate, Vardhate, Viparinamate, Apakshiyate and Vinashyati. These belong to a body, comes as a small Shishu. Then it exists. Then it grows. Afterwards, after 40, it declines. And finally, after 80 years or 100 years, it gets destroyed. That type of modification, six modifications, are not there for the consciousness. Being Sarvagata Vastu, being all pervasive Vastu, Atma happened to be Asangaha. Atma is not affected by anything happened to this body-mind complex. We may not be body-mind complex, but at the same time, Atma is associated with the body-mind complex. So whatever happens, like a water which is kept in the pot, and pot kept on the stove, heat comes, association with the heat makes the water also heated. Similarly, association with the body-mind complex will naturally disturb the Atma. Here Bhagavan says, Atma being Asangaha, he is unattached, he is the ultimate reality, therefore he is not going to be disturbed by the Shad Vikaras. Then finally, seventh factor, akarta, abhokta, being all pervasive entity, he cannot do any action. You cannot do any action. You are an all pervasive entity. Yayenam veti hantaram yachainam manyate hatam ubhautav navijanito nayam hantina hanyate. One who thinks that he is the killer, one who thinks that he is killed, both are ignorant. Bhagavan says here, all pervasive entity cannot move. Action means movement. Action means movement. It cannot move. Therefore, it cannot have any action. Since it is akarta, being actionless, it is abhokta also. No papa, no punya for him. All these are real features of atma. What is the aim of this Vedantic teaching? I should be able to claim that I myself am that Chaitanya Swarupam. Considering this body-mind complex as a medium or as an instrument through which I transact, but I am not that instrument. What is the simple logic? Drish Drug Vivekaha, they call it. That is, whatever I see, I am not that. I see a dog, fortunately I am not a dog. I see a donkey, fortunately I am not a donkey. I see a mic, I am not a mic. So with this law, whatever I see, yad drishtam tad tad jadam aham na. I am not that entity, whatever I see. Then we have to put that same law with regard to our own body. Am I able to see my body? Naturally, that is why I can say I am fat, I am thin. So since I happen to perceive the body, I am not the body, the perceived, I am the perceiver consciousness. So do I able to see mind? Certainly, then only I can say I am angry, I am sad, sorrowful. So how can I say that without perceiving? Mind also happen to be the perceived object. Therefore, yad drishtam tad tad jadam. I, the consciousness, and different from that jadavastu, and I, the consciousness, sustained all the jadavastu or transact to the world through this jadavastu. This jadavastu, this body-mind complex, is subject to arrival and departure. I know that I am consciousness, which is not subject to arrival and departure. At the same time, I should know this body-mind complex, which happened to be jada vastu, is subject to arrival and departure. Otherwise, I may not have a problem, but problem of somebody will become my problem. Like people who have dogs, they have a good health. But dog doesn't have good health, immediately they will have a problem. So here Bhagavan says, you accept the anityatva of the deha. Jatasya hidruvam rutyuhu, dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. Tasmad aparihar ethe natvam shochitum arhati. Bhagavan says, you cannot worry over your body-mind complex also because it is anitya vastu. Whatever is born, jatasya mrutyuhu dhruvaha. Death is inevitable. Mrutam, whatever has destroyed is going to come back again because nothing is created, nothing is destroyed in actual sense. Therefore, I accept the choiceless situation. Aparihare arte, Bhagavan says. You can never grieve over choiceless situations. What is that choiceless situation? Destruction of the body, which happened to be called as death. Then he says, avyaktadini bhutani vyaktamadhyani bharata avyaktanidhanan yeva tatrakaparitevana. So many bodies are coming into existence in this world, so many are destroyed. Why you bothered about the destruction or the birth of one particular body? We never bothered about smashing the mosquito. Mosquito we all nicely smash, and some people are there, after smashing they will see whether it is smashed nicely. So that body is smashed. But I am not worried about that. I am very happy also. Why should I be worried about smashing or destruction of this particular body? Bhagavan says it is ignorance. Therefore, separate yourself from the body-mind idea and allow the body-mind to have its own course. Avyaktadini bhutani, bhutani, all the bodies come from the avyakta, from the unmanifest condition to manifestation. After coming to manifestation, it exists for some time, then it goes back to again unmanifestation. Satra ka paridevana, it is the nature's rule. What is there to having grief? And you be the real vastu, you be the satya vastu, you be the asanga vastu, you the consciousness being unattached, the problems of the body will not affect you. You are a satya vastu. So never hold on to unreality called this body mind complex. Everyone's life is because of this attachment towards this own body. All vyavahara starts because what? For this body only. I want to give certain comforts to this body. I want to avoid certain discomforts to the body. Therefore, all my pravrittis, Bhagavan says, holding on to unreal thing will end in the suffering. Therefore, never hold on to them. Then after giving the Atma Jnanam, Bhagavan himself accepts or admits that gaining this Atma Jnanam is not a joke. By hearing one time, you may not be able to hear it. If anybody gains that Atma Jnanam, it is a wonder. The greatest wonder in human life is gaining this Atma Jnanam. Acharyavat pashyati kachitenam. Acharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyaha. Acharyavat chainam anyasrunoti. Shrutva apyenam veda nachaiva kashchit. Bhagavan says, after hearing for 25 janmas also, kashchit na veda. When it was revealed to him that you are not a body, you are the all-pervasive consciousness, the first reaction is, am I? When Guru says, you are that Tattvamasi, when Guru says, he sees backside, maybe somebody is talking. Am I that all-pervasive Lord? So far I have found out myself miserable, petty, irritative personality. Now Shastra says, you are that Ananda Vastu, you are Ananta Vastu, you are Purna Vastu. So naturally, Ashcharyavad Pashyati. He sees that knowledge as a great wonder. When a teacher talks about that, the teacher speaks about a wonder. Because so near to us, but still ever missing. How can we miss something which is near to us? We can miss something which is far away from us. But we are missing something which is the nearest one because of its subtlety. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Arjuna, don't be morose. Don't be disappointed if you have not grasped my teaching. You have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare your mind for that teaching. And therefore, I am going to talk about the methods of preparation. Atma Jnanam requires Yogyata. Yogyata means there are so many qualities of the mind. Viveka, Vairagya, Shama, Dama, Uparama, Shraddha, Titiksha, Samadhanam, then Mumukshutvam, Sadhana, Chatushtaya, Sampatti they call in Vedanta. So how to gain that? Yogyata Prapti is always gained by Karma Yoga. So the third topic comes is Karma Yoga. From the 31st Shloka to 53rd Shloka, Bhagavan talks about Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga is for Jnana Yogyata Praptihi, to gain that Chitta Shuddhi, purity of mind, and Chitta Ekagrata, concentration of the mind. Our mind is, generally it is impure with all types of desires, and it is distracted by so many aspects of life, it is not concentrated one. Therefore, Karma Yoga is a training place wherein we gain that Yogyata Praptihi. What do you mean by Karma Yoga? Bhagavan defines it, proper action plus proper attitude is called Karma Yoga. What is the meaning of proper action? There are three types of action. Tamasa Karmani, Rajasa Karmani, Satvika Karmani. Tamasa Karmani means those actions which gives pain to others even though I don't get any benefit out of it. Simply I shoot somebody. What is the reason? I don't get any benefit out of it. So those type of actions without any purpose, inflicting himsa on somebody, these are called tamasa karmani. Second category is rajasa karmani. I am not ready to hurt anybody, but when the time comes that I will gain something, for the sake of gaining, I am ready to hurt. Being selfish is called rajasa buddhi. Those actions, selfish actions, are called rajasa karmani. In that rajasa karmani, the main beneficiary will be myself. 5% can be outside world. Then third type is satvika karmani. In this, he also does actions, but the beneficiary will be other than himself. He may get 5% or 10% benefit in the form of sustenance, food, shelter and cloth, but majority of the phala is enjoyed by the other people. We call it nishkama karma. Nishkama karma means without any selfish desires. Those actions done without any selfish desires are called proper action. In the Vedic culture, they have given 5 proper actions. Pancha Maha Yajna, they call it. Or Swadharma Anushtanam, they call it. Performing our own duty, which is in the form of 5 Yajnas, 5 types of worship. What are they? Deva Yajna. Daily, a human being, a thinking being, should have a time for prayers. Because of the presence of the Lord, only a human being can be happy in his life. He can handle the situations of his life. Therefore, daily he should have time for that Deva Yajna. Then is Rishi Yajna. Rishis, those who have sacrificed their entire life in finding out the eternal truths of human life, we should be grateful to them. In what way we should be grateful to them? Not by doing puja, but by studying the scriptures. So that is called Rishi Yajna. Then third one is Pitru Yajna. Pitru Yajna means worshipping all the ancestors who have passed away or who are living. If they have passed away, performing certain Shraddha and Tarpanadi. If they are living, serving them. Then fourth one is Nru Yajna, serving the humanity in whatever way is possible. Giving our time, giving our wisdom, sharing our wisdom if they are in need, or giving our money, whatever way possible, doing service to the humanity is fourth. Fifth one is Bhuta Yajna. Bhuta Yajna means so many other living beings are living around us, that is not disturbing. They do not want our help. If you don't disturb them, if you don't destroy them for our selfishness, that is enough. That is the service to the Bhutas, that is to the creation. And while performing these duties, a person should avoid two types of karma, that is kamya karmani, selfish actions, and nishitta karmani, prohibited actions. We say, na, when you go to temple, pujari will ask, for whose sake we have to do puja? Asmakam, first. Asmakam means for me. Saha kudumbana, for my family people. Then what do you want for both of you? Dhanam, dhanyam, pashum, bahuputra labham, shatasamvatsaram. So the sankalpa determines the nature of karma. So when a prayer which is meant for chitta shuddhi or purity of mind, if it is used for gaining more and more impurities in the form of gaining more and more desirable objects in the world, and that too not for all, asmakam saha kudumbana, only my own people. When this man was telling his gotra and his nakshatra, wife will say, tell my mother's name also. So in that way, it is a selfish, self-centered life. A person who wants to be a karma yogi should get away from this self-centered life. That is called proper action. Then proper attitude. What is the meaning of proper attitude? Bhagavan himself says, karmanye vadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma phala karma he bhut. That means he says you have the right to select the proper type of actions. Karmani eva te adhikaraha. You cannot determine the type of the result. There are so many unseen factors, hidden variables are there in life to determine the result of your action. Therefore, don't waste your energy and time in thinking about the result of the action. You will have anxiety and fear if you have in mind that result of the action. Therefore, you concentrate in performing the proper actions in a proper way, and while performing it, offer it to the Lord. Do it as a worship of the Lord. Ishwara Arpana Buddhya Karma Kuru. Then while receiving the result of the action, Prasada Buddhya you receive. As the Prasada from the Lord, you can receive. If it is nice laddu, that also is Prasada. Some temples only give water, that also is Prasada. Some temples they will give mud also. So you receive it as a Prasada. Similarly in life also, when nice things come, that also is Prasada. You are not elated too much. When unwanted thing comes, that also is Prasada. You are not depressed too much. So you keep your mind in a learning condition. Human problems are not solved in spite of repeated suffering. Why? Because mind doesn't have that learning capacity. It doesn't want to learn from the same mistake. There are thousands of mistakes are there. This fellow does same mistake, repeats same mistake, because he refused to learn. Why? His mind is not in a calm condition. Therefore, Karma Yoga has to be practiced to bring back that mind. What is the benefit of this Karma Yoga? Bhagavan says, Neha Abhikramana Shoso. Iha Abhikramanashaha Na Asti. Abhikramanashaha means something which you have done halfway is not going to be useful generally. If you cross the half river, can you reach the shore? So your attempt of crossing the half river is a waste of energy. Or put some seed and 10 days you take care of that, afterwards you leave it. It's an half done karma, half done action, so it will not give any result. But that rule will not apply here in this spiritual journey. Whatever you do, that gives benefit. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Whatever you do, even if it be little bit, that becomes the instrument in solving the samsara problem. And pratyavayaha na vidyate. There is no side effect in any spiritual practice. There is no side effect. Then what is the benefit? Chitta naishchalyam vyavasayatmika buddhihi ekeha kuru nandana. That buddhi becomes vyavasayatmika buddhihi. Only one direction. All his actions, whether it is eating, drinking, entertainment, whatever it may be, all is meant for gaining this freedom. That type of idea. Entire life is in one direction. Not bahushaka hi anantascha buddhayo avyavasayina, Bhagavan says there. So chitta shuddhi and chitta naishchalyam, purity of mind and concentration of mind, are the benefits of the karma yoga. Getting that chitta shuddhi and chitta naishchalyam is called yogyata praptihi. Then when he gets that yogyata, naturally he will get an idea of freedom. He will search for a person from whom he can learn about that freedom. So he will go to guru, then he will gain that knowledge. Yadate moha kalilam buddhir vedidarishyati tata gandasi nirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. All these shlokas are in second chapter only. Somebody is staring from where he is quoting. All are from second chapter, which we have seen last 30 hours. So just I am summarizing. So what is the definition of karma yoga? Bhagavan says, samatvam yoga uchyate. Equanimity of mind is called karma yoga. A learning mind, samatva mind, is called yoga. Then another definition is, yoga karmasu kaushalam. Spiritual life is nothing but dexterity. Dexterity in what? Generally, the action leads to phala. Karma leads to karma phala. Karma phala will be in the form of either punya and papa, and that punya and papa will give you one more birth. So karma gives birth and death. So how can karma reduce my birth and death? Here Bhagavan says, though karma is poison, if it is treated with karma yoga buddhi, karma is like a poison. It may kill by producing punya and papa. If it is treated with this karma yoga buddhi, what is that karma yoga buddhi? Ishwarpana buddhi and prasada buddhi. Then the very poison becomes the medicine for your samsara. So the converting the poison as a medicine is called dexterity. Yogaha karmasu kaushalam. If a person doesn't follow this karma yoga, what will be here the fate of that person? Kamaatmanaswarga para janma karma phala pratam kriya vishesha bahula bhogaishwarya gatim prati bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayapasuta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadhau na vidhiyate kamaatmanaha. A person who doesn't have this karma yoga buddhi is called a man of desires. Swarga para, up to that desires goes up to heaven. So he does so many actions and he is inside the samsara called birth and death. Dure nahyavaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau sharanam anvicha kripanapala hetavaha. Bhagavan says, comparing karma yogi and a karmi, a desirous person, durena hi avaram, that karmi is so low, his life is going to be a full of miseries, repeated miseries and griefs. So kripanaha phalahetavaha, whoever wants to have that material benefit from their actions are called wretched or miserable people. When Bhagavan told this, then Arjuna asked a question. He wanted to know what will be the lifestyle of a person who has gone through successfully all the stages of karma yoga and jnana yoga, who has assimilated this knowledge as a fact of his life, what will be his lifestyle after this assimilation, after gaining the knowledge. Then fourth topic comes, Sthira Prajna topic. This starts from 54th shloka up to the end 72nd shloka. This Sthira Prajna topic is divided into two subdivisions. One is Sthira Prajna Lakshana, characteristics of a jnani, wise man, and Sthira Prajna Sadhana, how to assimilate this knowledge which is revealed through the Vedanta, how to make it my own, how to assimilate those informations. Knowledge should be converted as wisdom, otherwise it is not going to help us in day-to-day activities. When in satsanga we may think, yes, we are Amritasya Putra. Once we get away from the temple, when we find that our chapel is stolen, immediately we are Mritasya Putra, we become Mritasya Putra. So that knowledge is not useful to handle the life situation. Therefore, Bhagavan gives the sadhanani, three sadhanani he gives. One is Indriya Nigraha, that is Damaha, sense control. Then second one is Mano Nigraha, mind control. Third one is Nididhyasanam, Vedantic meditation. Damaha yada samharate chayam purmongani vasarvashaha. Bhagavan gave an example of a tortoise. When the tortoise finds that it has some fear, immediately it withdraws all the limbs. Similarly, when a sadhaka finds that there is an unwanted situation, immediately he has to withdraw his limbs. Not suppression, but sublimation, direction, giving direction to the sense organ. We cannot control the sense organ by suppressing it. Those people who go to Sabarimala, 42 days, what they do? Keep under control. But 42nd day, what happens? There itself pressure pops off. So that is not the solution. Indriya Nigraha means entire lifestyle should have some direction. Whatever is unwanted, I should not see. Whatever is unwanted, unwanted for what? Unwanted for spiritual growth, I should not go for it. So it is not suppression, but it is sublimation or growing out. And while telling the necessity of Indriya Nigraha, Bhagavan warned Arjuna that don't think that it is going to be an easy affair. Indriyani Pramathini Haranti Prasabham Manaha, he told. They are very powerful because of the desires. Fuel is there. When fuel is there, engine also will be very powerful. So therefore, reduce your fuel desires, worldly desires. Otherwise, Indriyani Pramathini Haranti Prasabham Manaha, it will carry away the mind from the spiritual path. Then second discipline given is Shamaha. And he told if a person doesn't have Shama, he gave 8 stages of falling. Anartha Parampara Visar. విషయ ధ్యాన టు అప్ టు ది స్పిరిచువల్ ఫాల్ ధ్యాయతో విషయాన్ పుంసః సంగస్తేషూపజాయతే సంగా సంజాయతే కామః కామాక్రోధోపి జాయతే క్రోధాద్ భవతి సమ్మోహః సమ్మోహాత్ స్మృతి విభ్రమః స్మృతి భ్రంశాద్ బుద్ధినాశః బుద్ధినాశాత్ ప్రణశ్యతి ఎయిట్ స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ ఫాలింగ్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఫాలింగ్ ఎస్ టోల్డ్ ఆల్ ది ఫాల్ స్టార్టెడ్ విత్ ఎ సింపుల్ విషయ ధ్యాన ఇట్ ఈస్ నైస్ it is nice to it is nice it is nice it is nice it is worth having it is worth having it is worth having then I want it I want it I want it then I did not get therefore I get krodha when I get krodha I get temporarily madness so all my knowledge all my learning I forget afterwards I repent for my krodha then when it repeated same type of krodha four times five times I am confounded as a mad person permanently mad so like that finally the fall happens to be spiritual fall then third discipline given by the lord is nididhyasanam dwelling upon this vedantic teaching repeatedly either in one form or another form with closed eyes means you can have nididhyasanam with open eyes also you can have catch hold of some victim in your house neighbor friend try to share these ideas some victim you catch hold of our acharya swamiji used to tell any guest come to your house give a hot coffee he should not be able to take it within 15 minutes so 15 minutes you get so naturally you share when you share it that is also a form of nididhyasanam repeatedly dwelling upon the vedantic teachings then what is the benefit of that benefit is tasya prajna pratishthita his learning is confirmed its learning is assimilated that prajna becomes pratishtha bhavati then what is the benefit of becoming jnana nishtha or stira prajna bhagwan says a jnani happened to be a man of fulfillment rajahadi yada kaman sarvan partha manohatan atmanyevaatmana tushtah stira prajna stadochate he is a tushtah happy person a pleased person a fulfilled person Purnatva happened to be his nature. Neither he runs after something nor he runs away from something. What is our life? Either we run after something or we run away from something. So his life happened to be Purna. Purnatva prapti happens. Then all the binding desires goes away from him. Sarva kama tyagaha. Then freedom from all types of emotional problems raga dvesha kama krodha lobha moha mada matsaryadi all types of emotional problems fear anger anxiety irritation all the emotional problems goes from him bhagwan compared him to a ocean apujyamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve శాంతిమాప్నోతి న కామకామి భగవాన్ సేస్ హీ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఎ ఓషన్ హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ డిస్టర్బ్డ్ బై ది ఇన్ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ ది వాటర్ నార్ హీ ఈజ్ డిస్టర్బ్డ్ బై ది ఎవాపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది వాటర్ హీస్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్ అండ్ దిస్ ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్ దిస్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫార్ కామకామి ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫార్ ఎ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ పర్సన్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ద అల్టిమేట్ సొల్యూషన్ ఫార్ ఆల్ ది human problems is atmajnanam a person who gained this atmajnanam who establishes himself in that atmajnanam his day to day life happened to be a blessing to the humanity he is considered as a jivan muktah free while living free from what free from all types of emotional dependencies then after exhausting the prarabdha belong to the body also is destroyed, then he gets the videha mukti. Totally, he is a free person. Neither he is affected in this janma, nor he is going to get punar janma. Therefore, the entire human life is validated by this knowledge. What is the sequence of that? Initially, finding out the problems of life. First one, sharanagati. Then surrendering to the Lord. Guru Upasadana it is called and then practicing jnana yoga how to find out the problems of life bhagwan gave karma yoga you do your duty with a learning mind you will find what are all problems are there in your life What are all unsolved problems? What is the cause of that problem? Those things you will come to know. So first Karma Yoga, then Guru Upasadhanam, then Jnana Yoga, then Sthira Prajnyatva or Jivan Muktihi is the sequence. So it is a comprehensive chapter which gives beautifully entire teaching of Vedanta, and Arjuna is going to come with a doubt. Since he has not understood the teaching, he is going to come with a doubt. Bhagavan has to explain all his doubts, and that explanation is going to happen for another 15 chapters. It is the fortune of the entire humanity that Arjuna happened to be the mediocre character. Otherwise he is a qualified person, means he would have told thank you very much, Nashto Mohaha Smritir Labdha, but he happened to be the mediocre character. So he comes with the question that we will see in the next class, which happened to be the third chapter. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.